Then what happens? You'll be able to use specific frequencies to blow shit up. You won't have to have nuclear bombs anymore. You just set a particular frequency, and it's lined up, and it goes, and it's all gone, blowed up. They're taking bombs now and robots and driving it up to terrorists that are shooting at police officers and blowing up people that are shooting people. How cool is that? They don't even have to go anymore. They just drive a robot out to them and blow them up. And here's the guy who's the jihadist ready to kill himself. Oh, I know that guy. That's Barney, the little robot. He's coming to blow my shit up. I'm going to kill myself anyway. Come on. You got to blow me up. I'm going to shoot hell out of you till you get here. Bang, 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 bang. Boom. He's blown up. Well, another terrorist was blown up today. Killed 437 people, and they are all ready to die. So they had to die. They were little people. Didn't have much going for them anyway, so it's all good in there. But we did indeed have to waste a perfectly good robot to blow him up. We're fixing to make SpaceX robots that don't blow up. They'll blow you up, but we can reuse them over and over and over again. So the next Bastille Day, we'll be ready for you. We won't have to do a thing. It'll be great. And we're laughing and joking and carrying on. We've been telling you all about this shit forever and nauseam. And everybody was like, what, Canada? What happened to Canada? Well, it's all gone. They ran out of money. They don't have any money. The money worth selling for a dollar, but nobody will buy it. They put it on eBay and nobody can get it. They can't get there and they don't know how to go from there. And it's kind of terrible. And I don't know what they're going to do with it. Canada can't afford themselves. And
what are they telling Justin Trudeau to do? What are they telling him to do?
Right, Doonesbury.